Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I have 12 easy ways for you to reduce your stress. And while you probably don't need all 12 of these ideas, the reason you want to pick up some new ideas for reducing stress is because that's a great way to reduce your anxiety. If we have less stress that we have to deal with, we have more resources for handling life's real issues. And we really end up with a lot of small stresses building up on us, causing us feelings of being overwhelmed. And so why not handle the little things the best we can and leave ourselves open to being strong and able to handle all of the things that life will send our way. So let's look at 12 easy ways to reduce some stress that might be in your life right now. You probably don't need many of these, but there will be something here for everyone. If you're struggling with stressful feelings, you'll be pleased to discover that there are many things that you can do to reduce your stress. And when we reduce our stress and we really do keep ourselves away from the anxiety wormhole, it also helps us to uplift our mood and increase our productivity on things that do need to get done. So here are some ideas that you can go over whenever you feel like stressful feelings are getting the best of you. Let's see what some of these activities can do for you and help you to feel better. First one I have is to get some exercise. And you knew that was coming because we need to move our bodies. And they find that people who exercise regularly are less likely to experience anxiety than those who don't. Exercise releases feel-good endorphins, it enhances our sleep quality, and it can help increase your confidence. And a lot of times, if you've had anxiety for a long time, confidence can become eroded. The next one is to light a scented candle. There are certain scents that can help reduce the feelings of stress and anxiety. And if you can find a candle that you can light as a little small ritual to yourself that has some of these stress-reducing scents, it's like doing double duty for yourself. You're giving yourself a moment to be with the act, the ritual of lighting the candle, and then after it's lit, you get to enjoy the stress-reducing scent of it. And some of the ones that I would suggest are things like a lavender, sandalwood, ylang ylang, and geranium. Now, you may find a candle that has all of those or a combination of those, or maybe you have a single scented candle. Again, lavender, sandalwood, ylang ylang, and geranium are wonderful, and they have shown to offer these benefits of stress reduction. And they're actually some of my favorites, too. So obviously, I fell in love with aromatherapy when I was quite anxious. And so many of the scents that have really touched my heart are anxiety-reducing scents, such as I just mentioned. The next idea I have is for you to eliminate your caffeine intake. Caffeine is a stimulant found in coffee, tea, and energy drinks, and chocolate. It can also cause anxiety. So consider eliminating your intake And if you experience symptoms such as jitteriness, high stress, or fear, totally cut it out. I would love for you to eliminate it completely. I know many of you have just cut it back. And I will just say here quickly that I have gotten many emails over the years of people writing back to me after having told me that they were unable to give up their caffeine and that what just wasn't going to happen, that years even afterwards, they let me know they finally gave it up and it made a world of difference. Okay, so I'm just saying, give it a try. The next one I have for you is kind of interesting. It's to chew some gum. When you chew gum, you will experience, believe it or not, more generous blood flow to your brain. And doing this can cause brain waves to occur that are similar to those experienced by relaxed people. I think that's really fun to think about, chewing some gum. Of course, that has to fit into all the other things in your life. Just as a possibility, you may want to grab a pack of your favorite gum from being a kid. The next one is to spend more time with your family and friends. This is super important because we want to remember that our family and friends offer support in times of need. So you want to keep them close to you. And research has found that spending time with friends and family can help release oxytocin, which helps to relieve stress. Oxytocin is a wonderful hormone in our own bodies. This is our own little pharmacy inside of ourselves that is released through the feeling of love and being cared for. It's awesome. And you release that yourself. You don't have to go out and take it. And it reduces your stress. So call people that you love on the phone or video chat with them. And if you need more close people in your life, which is very common, you can find an online group to join around a subject or something in your life that you enjoy, a hobby, or something that you would like to explore more deeply. Go ahead, give it a try. That's a great way to meet new people. So the next item I have for you is to laugh. I love this one because it really, really makes a great difference in our physiology and therefore our psychology. We're all connected. There isn't just one part of ourselves. So spending some time out of your day to laugh can really go a long way to relieving stress. It helps relieve tension by relaxing your muscles and strengthening your immune system and uplifting your mood. So who wouldn't want to do that? It costs nothing. You do have to spend some time to try to find out where your funny bone is. So where's yours? Do you like to watch funny cat videos? We all have laughed at those. Do you like comedy? What type of comedy do you like? There's so much out there to explore. Do you like movies, comedies? Do you like jokes? There are so many different places that you can begin to explore to find a way to laugh. And it is all in good fun. And it is all for your own health and well-being. So give yourself a break during the day and find somewhere online or in your life. Maybe you have a book at home that has some great pieces in it that make you laugh. And get going on some laughter. It will make a world of difference. Next is to learn when you should say no. This is about boundaries. Here we are. We have to be able to say no to some things in order to be able to say yes to other things. Often we find ourselves stressed because we've taken on too many responsibilities. I hear this quite often. It's almost like the anthem of the anxious person is too many responsibilities. Sometimes it's better to be more selective about what you agree to do. So give yourself the permission to have boundaries in your life, to be able to say no to particular things, to certain people, activities. Are you on volunteer organization boards that are no longer really where you want to be? Oftentimes we get on boards or in volunteer positions and they were really serving us at the time because it was a deep interest of ours and we may have outgrown it. Are you doing errands or special favors for certain people that you feel no longer really in tune with and you want to do something different, but you don't have the time because you're spread so thin? Perhaps you can look at those. It doesn't mean you have to eliminate all the things you're doing, but if you are unable to find time, 5 minutes a day to meditate, let's say, my favorite thing for you to do, you may be overwhelmed. You may be have taken on too many responsibilities somewhere. Anxious people tend to be very responsible people. I don't worry about you not doing enough. I worry about you doing too much. So I want you to be just more selective about what you agree to do. And you may just need to take this from now and into the future. Maybe you don't need to cut anything out right now. But as you get used to saying no to things in the future, you will be able to look backwards also and say, maybe I am doing some things that no longer need to be done or that no longer serve me or the other people involved, and I can make a change. You're so worth it. Please learn how to say no. The next item I have for you to try is to avoid procrastination. If you put off doing essential tasks, you can find yourself getting stressed and having to scramble to complete those tasks before the deadline. This is so overwhelming. When we procrastinate and put off, again, it's one of those cycles because it feels good at the time. Ooh, I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to put it off. And we get that little hit of relief, right? Whew. But then the bill always comes due. We have to pay up. And then we are stuck with a deadline and we're scrambling. That feels very uncomfortable. So try to see that in the beginning when you are getting that urge to procrastinate. Just think a little bit toward the future, like, is this really going to pay off in the long run? Just ask yourself that question. It can be helpful. And instead of multitasking, can you make a list of your tasks and do them in the order of importance? This is like more organization, but do the important things first. It's so easy to get a whole day spent doing busy work, and then those important tasks are still hanging on, and they make us feel uncomfortable, and next thing we know, we're on a deadline. And that's even just an ugly word, isn't it? Deadline. Okay, just kind of try to stay away from that by avoiding procrastination. You'll reduce stress and enjoy greater productivity. Have fun with this. Use colored highlighters, pens, or whatever when you're making your lists so you know what needs to get done first to make you feel great in the long run. The next item is to practice mindfulness. Whether you're taking classes in person or online, or you're practicing meditation, doing Tai Chi, if you practice mindfulness and focus on the present rather than on the past or the future, you will see a reduction in your anxiety, no doubt. So stay in the present moment. The next one is to listen to relaxing music. Certain types of music can lower your blood pressure and your heart rate and reduce stress hormones. Slow-paced instrumental music works well, but classical, Celtic, Native American, and Indian music can also be soothing. YouTube has a multitude of offerings that you can sample, as does Insight Meditation Timer, which is also for free. So check those out. You can just type in YouTube, relaxing music. stress-reducing music, anxiety-reducing music. You're going to get all kinds of options, and you want to find the ones that resonate with you. You're not going to like all of them, so pick the ones that just feel the best for you and listen to them. Play them in the background while you're working, while you're cleaning, while you're in the car. It's a wonderful way to be able to reduce your stress without a lot of effort. The next one I have is to practice deep belly breathing. This is my Buddha belly breathing, and it will slow your breathing and it will make it go deeper as you relax your belly and actually fill your lungs. And this process of letting your lungs fill by relaxing your belly, it brings more oxygen to your body's cells. It relaxes your muscles, it slows your heart rate, and it will leave you feeling more peaceful and relaxed. Remember to keep the exhale longer and slower as usual. I know I talk about deep belly breathing or Buddha belly breathing. I mention it a lot, but I wanted you to really understand it really makes a difference by bringing more oxygen to your body's cells, relaxing your muscles, slowing your heart rate, and it will leave you feeling more peaceful and relaxed. So please add that to your day. It costs you nothing. The next one is to spend time with your pet. And I saved this for last because I think it's so important. When you interact with a pet, your body releases again oxytocin, the same hormone I talked about earlier. It's a chemical that uplifts your mood. It makes you feel bonded, and you are bonded with your pet. Plus, having a pet will give you a purpose, help keep you active, and provide you with companionship, which also reduces stress. While stress can quickly occur at home at any time, there are plenty of methods that you can use to address it. Make a habit of practicing some of these strategies whenever you feel stressed, and soon you'll find that you can subdue it just as quickly as it began to arise. Keep practicing. And now for today's quote. Calmness is the cradle of power. And that's from Josiah Gilbert Holland. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.